Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration, your motivation this day again to see you as you really are, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, a God of all knowledge, and God that is all over and all powerful, so that we stay in tune, developing on schedule, and being the lights in the world. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your provision, and your favor upon our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And, yeah, greetings, family. And now we're going to read here what happened to the Israelites, how they turned from the living God and made room for the idols, and how it polluted and destroyed them. And this is exactly what we see now. But this is a chance, guys, for us. The light shines in the darkness. So what has happened there is really just happening now on this earth, not just with the Jews, with all everyone. So the time of testing is really here. Do you know God or don't you know your God? Okay, it's verses Psalm 106, verses 39. What's it? 34 to 39.
They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed with the nations and learned to do as they did. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their act, and played the whore in their deeds.
This makes me think of that scripture in James where it talks about the body of Christ. When you turn around, when you start comparing yourself with others, and you start loving the world, and the cares of this world, and the pride of life, and all that which the world esteems. He says you become adulterers and adulteresses. That's all, and that's the problem. We've got to know that all sufficiency is found in our God and nowhere else. Amen. That's why it's a total commitment. On Tuesday night we were reading again about blind man Bartimaeus, and when he called on the Lord and he shouted out, and there was a heart cry for goodness and for mercy, and he said, Jesus, help me. And then Jesus told his servants to tell him he must come. And so we are there to tell people to come, but what we need to see here in this blind man Bartimaeus, the story is that when he came, he threw off his cloak, and that cloak was representing his old man, representing his past, representing his trade, representing his position in life that could provide for him. And it was a blind man's cloak, so that gave him access to survive. But we need to, our old man needs to die. He loses himself for my name's sake will find it. And so we put off and we come fully committed to the Lord, and then things work, and then the Lord could say to him, what can I do for you? And then God can bring about that which he has in store for our lives. So it's a total commitment, and this is what's been happening. The church hasn't seen the necessity of a total dedication, and we need to see it in this time. We can't play around one foot in the world and one foot with the Lord. We've got to be fully committed to the Lord, and then fully committed to his leadings, and his will be done, his kingdom come. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your great love and mercy, and please help us not to harden our hearts when we hear your voice saying, this is the way you should go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.